Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. So Commanders training camp kicks off tomorrow. Lots of teams are gathering for camp as we speak. They're either about to start camp or camp has already started for several teams. The Baltimore Ravens, right up the road from us, about 30 miles north, are gathering for training camp. John Harbaugh, very bullish on Lamar Jackson, had some interesting audio on his signal caller here.
And I believe the Ravens, and we've always had a vision for Lamar Jackson. It started with Lamar's vision and his mom's vision when he said he was going to be a quarterback. He was going to be a quarterback in high school. He was going to be a quarterback in college. He was going to be a quarterback in the National Football League. And we bought into that. We embraced it. We built an offense for it at 19. We're building another offense for it in 23 and 24 going forward, right? The next iteration of our offense around Lamar Jackson. Because in my opinion, the vision for Lamar Jackson, and it's a vision, it's something you see it like it's already happened. You can see it like it's already been done. The victory has already been won when you pour into a vision. And the vision that we have together is that Lamar Jackson is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the National Football League. That's the vision, all right? It's going to happen by Lamar, his work ethic, and his brilliant talent, by all of us pouring into that effort together as a team, teamwork, and by the grace of God and God's goodwill. That's how it's going to happen. And I believe it like we've already seen.
It's incredible pressure he's putting this kid
Man,
under.
That is.
I think Lamar has been an outstanding quarterback in this league, like a superstar. He's taken the expectations and he's putting them through. It's unfair. I would argue it's unfair. I like Lamar a lot, and I think Lamar could be the best quarterback in the game for any particular year. But why would you put that expectation on him like that? That we think he's going to be the greatest quarterback ever.
Maybe he's doing it because he knows that there's more that it's Lamar can do. Like Lamar, like as great as Lamar has been, like he can be better, and he can be better in the postseason. Like he. But I agree. It is a lot to put on.
Have you ever heard a guy say, we think he's going to be the greatest quarterback of all time?
Never. Not that I can recall.
I mean, I just have never heard that. And I think he's awesome. I think he could win multiple MVPs. But
he has.
Yeah,
I just think it's crazy to put that pressure on him. Oh.
What's up? He was sent home from a bad illness?
I guess he was in. They said he was in a meeting. He started getting sick, and he's.
You have what you had.
Maybe he just hates meetings.
Yeah, cold.
Maybe he's not a fan of meetings. Yeah. He just didn't want to be there.
I don't know. I would always want my coach to back my guy. So you know, you got to love that Harbaugh's behind him like that. But I just think that's a little crazy to raise the bar that high.
I would have spoken in more general terms.
We think he's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we love him.
We think he's unbelievable.
Lamar.
We love our quarterback.
We think he's going to take us, you know, eventually to the promised land.
Yes.
He's going to win us a Super Bowl. Like, you can say all those things without saying he's going to be the greatest quarterback that's ever played this game.
I think he's overselling it.
That's a lot, man. But that's a lot to put on his plate.
It doesn't mean that maybe if all the stars lined up, maybe that does end up how it is. But, man, you realize all I thought of, to be honest with you, and it's not fair, because I don't think Tom Brady was the greatest, like the most talented quarterback. But he won, what, 6 Super Bowls, 7 Super Bowls, however many he friggin' won. And then you got guys like Mahomes winning multiple Super Bowls that are so talented. Others, you know, Joe Montana, Steve. Why are you going to say he's going to be better than all them? You know how much he has to accomplish to be better than all
them? That's his vision. He believes it.
Was he responding to some negative?
I think he's responding to people that criticism. Are always harsh on Lamar. Like, and he's referencing that Lamar's always had to defend himself. Hell, going in the league, you have guys saying he should play, you know, receiver.
He's sticking up for his guy.
He's sticking up like for his guy, said. Which I like. Which I like.
But he's not going to be the greatest quarterback of all time.
I'm not going to say he's not going to be.
He's not going to be.
It's a tremendous burden that you've now put on him.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would do that.
I don't know if I love his wide receiver room. And Valdez, you can weigh in here if you want. Like, I really like Zay Flowers, what we saw out of him as a rookie. I expect more continued growth there. Rashad Bateman either underachieves or is banged up. And I know that he says he's in the best shape of his life. I think he was quoted as saying he was running in Arizona doing training, like wearing like long sweatpants, like sweatsuits. Running in like 100-plus degree weather. Now, that's insane, but hopefully he's healthy. Nelson Aguilar, I know they drafted. Is it Devon?
Tez Walker. Okay, Tez Walker is a speedster.
And, you know, a lot of it revolves around Mark Andrews, his health, how effective he is.
Well, look, they got Derrick Henry this year.
I know. That's.
They got a guy they can lean on for, you know, 25 times if they have to and rarely gets hurt. So that takes a lot of pressure off the passing
game. That's true.
Well, these you, have a con- it, you care to comment?
In, they'll lean into the rushing attack, no doubt.
Leave it to the junks.
A comment about what?
The Harbaugh's thoughts.
I think it's a response to well, number one, that's Lamar, and that's Lamar's goal. Like he's said that, and John said that in the clip earlier that it's Lamar's goal to be the best quarterback of all time, and I think it's just John supporting his quarterback's goal.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that John's obviously being super supportive. They're all in on him. They gave him all that money, and I think they should have. But, man, I just think they're putting a lot of, you know.
Matt, are you higher on this particular team than last year's based on what they added?
It's hard because
last year. I think Henry's going to be huge for them.
It's very hard because last year, statistically, it was one of the best teams in the history of the NFL. If you go by DVOA, if you go by all of the nerd stats, they beat up on some very good teams. It was one of the best teams. And you just it's hard statistically to keep that from year to year. There has to be some sort of regression based off of your point differential, how the defense played, how the offense played. It's just it's not really sustainable over a 17-game series like last year was. So that's why I'm down. Plus, I think McDonald was a very good coach. They lost a lot of very good
coaches.
That's true. I think that's more of a hindrance to the defense than losing Patrick Queen is losing Mike McDonald. But I'd say statistically, just because of how great they were last year, it's hard to be that good again 2 years in a row.
They elevated. The defensive coordinator, right? He was there last year.
Zach Orr. He was the linebackers coach.
Gotcha.
He was a former linebacker for the Ravens.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was seeing commercials for the Chiefs-Ravens game on NBC, which is the first game.
Yep.
On Thursday night.
Kicks off the season.
They're already pumping it up.
Mm-hmm. As they should be.
By the way, Cakes, you missed a huge threat on offense to
Hold
the
on.
Ravens.
I missed a huge threat. Oh, Isaiah Likely.
Yes, Isaiah Likely.
That is true.
Guys, massive threat.
He is a big threat, no doubt. And you know what? You were the first. You were an Isaiah Likely truther back in the day.
Thank you.
You were the first guy on him. Well, I mean, outside of the Ravens organization, they were the
besides
first
Besides Eric DaCosta,
besides him, you were next waving the flag for him.
When they drafted Lamar, did you like it when they drafted him? Or were you unsure what you had?
I was intrigued by the skill set. I just didn't know how they were going to use him. And I knew it was going to be a succession plan.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, that wasn't even the first pick in that draft. Hayden Hurst was.
Mm-hmm.
And then they swooped in at 32.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that we have our version. I'm okay with somebody three quarters as good as Lamar.
But Jaden.
Oh yeah.
If we get a guy three quarters as good as Lamar,
I will be thrilled. I'm not putting those expectations on the kid. I just want him to go out there and do his thing. I am getting more bullish as we're getting closer and closer to the season. And by the way, not just me. I saw Booger. So Booger said, Booger McFarland,
yes,
that he thinks that halfway through the season we'll be talking about Jaden Daniels as the best quarterback in this draft, ooh, not Caleb Williams.
That would be, I hope we're talking about that. I hope that's the case.
That would be, yeah, that would be huge.
That'd be good for everybody, all the parties involved.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I mean, can you imagine? And Cakes and I have a wager in the first 2 weeks. He has 4 total touchdowns in the first 2 weeks.
That's correct.
And that's I went under. Right.
I don't think it's that big of an ask.
Can you imagine?
Just because he's a rookie.
I mean, can you imagine if the first 2 weeks he had 5 or 6 touchdowns? Oh. I mean, this place would go. Even if he has 4. He has 2 each week.
It's going to blow the roof off
this place. The place will go crazy. Happens.
Yeah.
The place will go nuts.
Well, the thing is we have Tampa week 1. Who do we have week 2?
Hold on, week 2.
Is it the Giants?
I think the Giants here.
I mean, they're...
Could be wrong on that, but let me see.
I think you're right.
I don't care what anybody says. Tampa's winnable, even if we, you know, get smoked. I don't
Giants
care.
Yeah, Giants, the Commanders.
Giants here, and then it's Bengals on the road.
By the way, does it tilt you, EB, the first 3 games of the Commanders' regular season? There's a 4:25 kick. That's the opener. Yeah. And week 3, 8:15 kick.
Yeah. That's so dumb. I like it. But also, if all of us, everyone that has to work, has normal jobs, that still goes into work, these late games are terrible. And the 4 o'clock.
Now, looking at the whole schedule, it's mostly 1 o'clocks.
Yeah.
It's almost exclusively 1 o'clocks, but there are a few 4 and 4:25s thrown in there.
Listen, I love to watch football all day as much as anybody, but I don't know.
You're a creature of habit. You like 1 p.m.
I like my 1 p.m. game, and I like to casually watch the 4 o'clocks.
Right.
So that I can do other things and, monitor. I don't want to just sit for 12 straight hours.
But this gives you a little bit more time to, you can look forward to it a little bit more, right, leading up to the 4:25.
Usually it's so much anxiety.
You get to watch some of the 1 o'clocks because when the Commanders are playing at 1 o'clock, you never watch the other games.
Yeah, I just don't care that much.
I can tell.
Yeah. I care about one team. One team.
You know what? I'm going to look at the NFL week 1 schedule. I'm going to see which one. Well, which 1 o'clock you're going to be most excited for.
I'm not buying the package this year. So it's going to be whatever is on the network.
All right. Is it Panthers, Saints?
Nothing.
At the Giants.
I mean, maybe I'll watch a little of that.
Patriots at the Bengals.
No interest.
Steelers at the Falcons. Kirk. Kirk's debut at the Falcons.
I'm a little bit curious about Russ.
Oh. I might have found our premier 1 o'clock game, NFL week 1.
Yeah.
It's a big one, the AFC South.
Yeah.
Texans at the Colts.
I like to see the young quarterbacks. Yep. I like to see the young quarterbacks. I am very curious about, I will say, very curious about CJ. Is he going to be able to duplicate on any level the success that he had?
Another intriguing 1 o'clock. Cardinals are at the Bills. Get to see Marvin Harrison Jr. with Kyler throwing him the ball. See what that offense looks like in Buffalo with some big pieces departing.
Even though Kyler's a punk, I legitimately think he's a punk. I am intrigued by his ability.
Well, I'm intrigued when you add Marvin Harrison Jr. to the mix.
Yeah.
That offense could take off.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's... Those are some good ones.
I like some of those. I like some of those.
Jaden Daniels will be playing in 19 days.
Correct. Preseason opener. August 10th?
Yeah, August 10th against the Jets.
I get so psyched, and then it's just... They just tease you. It'll be like 2 series.
But at least you get to see him in a live
vanilla
game. Yeah, it'll be terrible, but at least you get to see him.
If he did one thing, if he could just rip off one run, God, I would be so
excited. Just run right out of bounds. Run away from danger. Slide, Jaden, slide. Do what RG3 couldn't do.
I'll probably end up watching it from Kirby's again. I'll probably be there.
Probably will. All right, coming up in about an hour at 9:20, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to HF Festival at Nats Park. And we have a pair of tickets for Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. That show is this Sunday. We'll give you a chance to win those coming up at 9:20. So Mark Ein, who's one of the minority owners of the Commanders, joined Kevin Sheehan on his podcast over the weekend. And he had an interesting nugget on the Commanders stadium search. And I'm taking this from Jake Russell's Twitter. He's a Washington Post sports writer. Moving into a new stadium could take 7 to 9 years, with 2030 likely being the early end of a move-in date for the Commanders into wherever their new digs wind up being. And Ein also reemphasized that rebranding isn't the top priority currently, and adds that rebranding is, quote, a really big lift, way bigger than people understand.
Which is what I've always said.
Talking about rebranding away from Commanders to a potentially
right. And what was your prediction?
Name.
2 years?
Mine is by the beginning.
26?
By the beginning, I believe, of the 2027 season.
27.
I believe Cake's going to be a big loser. I think he's going to be a big loser.
I could be. That's fine. If I do, if I lose a bet, won't be the first time. Certainly won't be the last.
Yeah. So what's more upsetting to you, the fact that the rebrand is way on the back burner and is a massive lift, as they say, or the fact that they're not going to move into a new stadium for 7 to 10 years?
The fact that the rebrand is not a higher priority.
That's bigger news. That's what rocks you more.
I just feel like the stadium, I mean, we're already halfway through 2024, and there hasn't been a site picked. You know, there's no designs of the state. There's nothing. Nothing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 6 to 7 year process.
So that, to me, them moving in and breaking, you know, like playing their first game in a new stadium in 2030 or 31, 32, whatever, that sounds like about the right sort of timeline.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're saddled with a bad identity and bad brand, which I think they're saddled with currently, like, that should be a higher priority.
Although there's one thing that cures it all.
Winning, of course.
I still don't.
That's all I care about.
I think if the
Commanders are in the NFC Championship game in the next couple of years, people don't care about the rebranding.
They
as
care
much.
About it less. But it's still a bad identity and bad brand that they're currently trotting out to their customers,
in my opinion. I would agree. I'm just saying that.
I don't think, like, if they won.
Daniels can eliminate that.
If they won 13 games a season, three straight seasons, it's still a bad team name.
Yeah, but they people don't care,
still
though.
Still bad brand.
But they care more about winning.
Yeah.
So that's what matters more. Like, everyone agrees, no one's ever going to like the Commanders. It's a dumb name. Just win, though, because it's less important. We've already lost the battle on Redskins. I think it's silly, but we've lost the battle. So, no matter what name we pick, everyone's going to have different opinions.
Yeah, whatever they pick, there's going to be people who dislike it.
Yeah.
Right?
I understand that. But
even
not...
the people who dislike it, like you, or like an avid fan, if they go, you know, 10-7 or 11-6 in the next couple of years and they're in the playoffs, they're going to kind of forget about it.
I just feel like if you're cutting ties with everything from the past regime, including front office personnel, coaches, players, Why would you stick with a bad name?
Just because
something just is pulled out of thin air.
Because at the end of the day, it's not that important. And also,
I disagree. I think your name and your brand and your logo and your identity is very important to your business.
I understand that perspective, and I think that largely that's true. But you also trivialize yourself when you change your name every 2 years. And that's kind of where they would be. They'd be changing their name a million times. Redskins, the football team, the Commanders,
the Lizards.
All this stuff happened not on their watch.
But it doesn't matter. And I don't think there's a mandate. I could say this as a Skins fan. There's no mandate to me to eliminate everything that happened during a Snyder tenure. No, I don't really care if you're a Snyder person or you're I just want you to win.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Right.
Just win. I don't care if we still have a few remnants from the Snyder regime. Who cares? Just win.
Now, if they aren't winning, and if Daniels is a bust,
right,
then that's going to become more of the forefront. Is, all right, we got to get rid of the name.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad name. It's linked to bad seasons. But I don't think that's going to happen.
The name is just boring, and it's kind of embarrassing as far as I'm concerned because it's so generic.
Yeah.
The only thing, and I know I'm in the minority on this again. I love being in the minority, by the way, is it's not Guardians. I think Guardians is atrocious.
Well, that name sucks, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because your name isn't the absolute worst doesn't take you off the hook for not trying to make it better.
I just don't think you can rebrand, do overs every year with something.
But over time, it just sticks. We've talked about it a billion times. The Wizards sucked. That name sucked, and people still probably don't like it. But
it's not.
It's grown on me.
Okay, but it's grown on me.
It's grown on me too because it's been the name for almost 30 years.
That's what I mean, yeah,
it's grown.
And I know that the Commanders won't be the name for 30 years, but it's not.
Let me say this about Wizards. I like the name Wizards. I've gone from not liking it to I actually like it.
It's grown on you.
No, if they came out tomorrow and said we're changing the Wizards' name, we're going to have a vote or whatever, people would be ecstatic. It's a bad thing. In other cities, if they came out and said...
I would not be ecstatic.
Well, now it does, Drab, because the team is so bad.
I guarantee you, if Ted went to the podium today and said, you know what, we're changing back. We're going back to Washington Bullets. You would see 100% of the fan base applaud that.
Okay, but that's not going to happen ever. They're never going to go back to Bullets.
Understood. I'm just saying.
So that's not even fair. If you said that about the Redskins, you'd have 100%.
Even if they started from zero and not Bullets and said, we're getting rid of Wizards. It's a bad brand. Can't get past it.
Right.
It hasn't worked. Let's try something new. People would be happy. That's how I know it's not a good name. Now, if they said, let's change the name of the Blazers, mm-hmm. people in Portland would freak out because it's a good name.
Right.
And there's pride in that name. There's no pride in the Wizards name. There's no pride in the Commanders name mm-hmm. right now.
Yeah, but it's so irrelevant. Like, I can say this because I'm a fan of the team. You're just being a third-party person. The name is so low, like, it's just not... Like, at this point, I just want to win football games. I don't want to waste time on dumb stuff. I consider it dumb at this point.
Well,
we've been doing it over and over and over and over and over.
I know.
It's dumb.
We've been debating it forever.
I disagree with the fact that the brand of the team that you love the most out of all the teams in the city is dumb.
I've accepted that we lost it. If they could change it and snap your fingers and promise me that it'll be better, mm-hmm. There's no promise it's going to be better.
Of course it'll be better. The Commanders is bottom tier. You can't get worse.
It'll be just as
But he doesn't
weird.
Care about that now. He's looking forward to the quarterback and the new coach and stuff.
If you call them the Monuments or something, that sucks. All that stuff sucks.
I've stumped for Monuments in the past.
Yeah, that just is so dumb.
It's even if they change it to another name.
They've already ruined it.
Even if they change the name tomorrow, he's still going to refer him to the Skins at times, all the time.
Yes.
So I don't care what you change it to. Winning's more important.
Winning. Just win, baby.
Now, the stadium is a different deal. But that's way down the road.
I want to hear from the listeners on the MGM National Harbor listener line, 800-636-1067. Is it more tilting to you that the stadium won't be done, from what Mark Ein is saying, until minimum 2030? Or the fact that the rebrand, the potential rebrand, seems to be way on the back burner for the ownership group? 800-636-1067, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. I just have a hard time thinking they're going to stick with Commanders long term when it was something that was poorly rolled out. That execution was horrible. We've been down that road many times.
That doesn't matter. They did botch it. They botched it.
It might not be long term. It might not be.
Right. Hopefully it's not.
I mean, maybe it's 3 years.
But the thing you have to understand is, no matter what they pick,
maybe it's 3 years.
You're going to have a divided fan base.
Of course you are.
There's going to be some people actually that think Commanders is fine.
Because it's growing on them.
Yeah. I don't think it's... I'm embarrassed by the name. Personally embarrassed.
Yeah, but it doesn't affect you anymore.
But I just call them the Skins.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, a lot of diehards do.
You just call them the Skins. Skins game today, 1:00.
Yep.
Go on the Skins.
Now, I would put Funny Danny in your Skins fandom level.
Yes.
You guys both love the team, obviously. And Danny responded to what Mark Ein had to say on his Twitter, @FunnyDanny. Said, I've been thinking more about this. Again, I'm a fan of this ownership group. Goes without saying that it's night and day compared to the twerp/tyrant. That makes me laugh. But man, do I not want to hear this kind of thing at all. It's hard. Sorry, it's hard. No 11-win seasons in 33 years is hard. Having the name, history, brand taken away is hard. One playoff win this millennium is hard. I'm sure it's not easy to do an overhaul, and I have no idea of what goes into it. I know this. I have no patience for hearing that something that fans want/care about is too challenging, so whatever. That was such an underrated screw you to the fans during that absurd multi-year rebranding nonsense. Quote, We know you like Wolves, but we can't do that because we might have to pay the Timberwolves some money, end quote. Whether you like Wolves or not isn't the point. The point is they were like, whoa, that's like effort for this major thing everyone cares about, and we can't do that. So I know, obviously passionate and very anti-Commander's name, Funny Danny.
I think that that's a unique, I think that that's an interesting perspective. I didn't take it as, oh, this is too difficult of a challenge that we can't overcome, which is what they kind of are saying, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I just take it as, it really is complicated, and we don't have anything better. Honestly, I think they don't have anything that's the big part of it for me, is there's no obvious go-to. That's better.
That's why you hire somebody in your
But we've been through it.
Well, eventually they probably will.
We've been through all that. We've thought of everything.
They're probably figuring there's bigger fish to fry right now.
I completely understand.
And the stadium is number one.
The stadium is obviously a huge deal.
1A.
Yeah.
It's top of the list.
Yeah.
But to me, the stadium is another one that's like over. Like, who cares? Just win. I'll go watch them play in the friggin' Coliseum.
Well, yeah. I mean, in the short term, but you know they want a new stadium. That's what new owners
do. They just want it to line their pockets, which is fine.
That's their business. But from a fan's perspective,
I go to high school. Like, I'll go anywhere to watch you play. Just win. All right, that's what I want.
But you don't go to games anyway. But people who have season tickets probably can't wait for a new stadium.
All right, when we come back, we'll take your calls on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Which tilts you more, the fact that the stadium looks like at the earliest that it'll be done is 2030. This is according to Mark Ein, minority owner of the Washington Commanders, or the fact that the potential rebrand, seems to be on the back burner. We'll take your calls on that next here on The Fan. About to take calls from Commanders fans on the news over the weekend from Mark Ein on Kevin Sheehan's podcast. He said on the stadium search, looks like 7 to 9 years is the time frame, with 2030 likely being the early end of the stadium search. Also reemphasize that rebranding isn't the top priority currently. Which of those two items, as a Commanders fan, is more upsetting to you?
Mm. I guess the stadium, if I had to pick one of the two. I would drive in, but just being in Las Vegas last week or whatever, and just driving by that Allegiant Stadium every day, literally right in front of it, I was like, wow, that thing looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would like, listen, I'll go if my skins are winning or whatever and I have tickets, I'll go wherever. I don't care. But it would be nice to go to a game that happens to be at an incredible venue.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that, of course, that would be nice. But I'm not going to a game because
it would change your experience.
And I'm sure that this ownership group, once they pick where it's going to be, that they're going to have the most state-of-the-art stadium that they can erect.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be, like,
I would assume,
amazing. But it's just a matter of, you're going to have to wait a long time for it, from the looks of it.
Yeah. And the name thing, again, it's just that we've been through this so many times, and I do think at some point you become embarrassing when you change your name every year. And I feel like we would fall prey to it. Maybe in 5 years I'll feel different. Maybe in 5 years I'll be like, you know what? It is time. Let's change the name.
I think it's more embarrassing just to have probably the worst name in the NFL.
Commanders.
Personally.
I guess
Valdez and I were kicking around. Can you think? I mean, and Drab was saying, well, there's a bunch of terrible names. I was like,
in the NFL?
I don't know if there's a bunch. There might be a few, but I think most of the team names.
What are embarrassing in the NFL?
But you're used to them. I mean, that
part is true.
I mean,
too.
I would argue the Cleveland Browns is a terrible.
That's
name.
Not a great name. Understood. Named after, you know, their old owner. Bad team name.
I don't think
Tennessee Titans, bad team name. Don't love it.
A lot of them. I mean, a lot of the animal ones you're used to, but even the newer ones. Jaguars, Panthers are horrible names. I mean, if they named your franchise that, you'd be like, this is garbage. What are we, in high school?
I have to say that I'm used to all those. That never occurred to me that they're horrible.
I know, but as my friend Van just texted me, EB, you can't say debating the name is dumb and trivial when you're very emotional about the Redskins name.
Because that's the only name
that people want. I know, but the branding is important to you. Just not the brand.
Branding is important, but I also think it's embarrassing when you change your names every 2 years. So, we lost the battle.
We lost.
What's one more? You've already changed
if I'm Josh Harris, the battle. If I'm Josh Harris, I'm going to walk in and say, Commanders is just it's terrible. We need to move it up the priority list to read.
I don't see an obvious name that is just so markedly better and identifiable and at this point that I have to change it. Like, I find flaws in all the names.
Sure.
If you want to call them the Red Wolves,
can you imagine how confused? I mean, obviously, Commander fans, Skins / Commander fans would be on point with it. But how confused the rest of the country would be if the Commanders change their name next year to Red Wolves?
Look, you don't even know who you're talking about.
Hold on, who are the Red Wolves?
I don't buy into that because this franchise has been so downtrodden and irrelevant that most people aren't paying attention to what the team's name is.
But they would be confused because it would be the fourth name in 5 years.
I think it's embarrassing when you change your name every 2 years.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing that we changed it at all.
I think Commanders is embarrassing.
All right, let's touch the people.
I think Commanders is embarrassing, but I've gotten used to it. And unlike most people, I like the name Wizards. If they change the name of the Wizards to, I don't know, some whatever new sexy name is out there, I would be against it.
I've tolerated Wizards. Never loved it.
I actually think it's a great name now. Washington
great,
Wizards.
Great is a stretch. I
mean, Wizards.
That is really a stretch.
It's a great name. Washington Wizards.
I just can't agree with you on that. You're on a Wizards Island there.
I think it's grown on me so much. Now, I don't think Commanders will grow on me, but it's grown on me enough that at least I know who we're talking about.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Tysons. Jim, what's up?
Hey, love your show, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm in advertising, so first of all, the stadium bothers me the most. But on the name, you know, I don't know if folks really know the process for this on how this works. With all the register of the names, URLs, all this thing, there's a whole group of names that are out the door. You can't even go after them. Generally, the way this works is you'll hire two for a big business over $1 billion of revenue, and this is not $1 billion in revenue organization. You hire two agencies. You put them against each other. They go into a dark room. You've done focus groups. You've done polling. You know what people liked about the existing name, what they didn't like. They come out with different name schemes and branding, and then they sit down with the client. I'll be honest. How's Meta working for you? How was the Atlanta Thrashers working for you? Some people like the Kraken. I'm not sure what a Kraken is. The reality is it's extremely difficult to come out with a name that will really appeal to everyone. If you remember about the Wizards, the number two name was Sea Dogs.
Right.
You guys remember?
I remember the finalists are bad.
That would have been
like
atrocious.
The Sea Dogs, the Express, the Dragons, I think was a finalist. There might have been one other that we're forgetting.
Yeah.
So people do need to focus on how difficult it is to really make everybody happy. It's really impossible today.
That's right.
So you actually are Team EB.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, welcome to the right side. All right, thank you, Jim.
Okay,
appreciate
you,
it, buddy.
Guys.
Thank you, man. I happen to agree. Like, it's just no obvious. Like, if there was something obvious, I'd say let's do it. Let's jump in. I just don't see. I have problems with all the names.
I really hope they're 32nd in the league in hidden merchandise sales. I hope they have to be towards the bottom. But I'm praying that they're dead last.
They're not going to be if Jaden's a hit. People will snatch him up.
Possibly.
If Jaden's a hit, people will snatch him
up. Let's hope that's the case.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Awesome show as always, man.
Thanks.
I'm 100% with you. You're absolutely correct on everything.
Thank you.
Permission to make a quick analogy that Mr. Cakes will certainly get. In regards to music with the bands, you don't get the best equipment first. You don't. You worry about the music and getting it tight, right? We have this with the Redskins. We want our respect back. Let's win. You know what I mean? Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Kind of lost me the music analogy, but okay.
Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. Andre.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Andre.
Hey, when I was on home before you guys, you know, started taking that call, I'm on the standpoint of the stadium is our top priority. Now, why did it take so long? I don't know. But while on hold and hearing your first caller talk about the process, if they're planning on changing the name, now we don't need it tomorrow, but if they're going to build a stadium, then that name or a team's name needs to be painted on that stadium in and throughout. So why not just start the process with the name? as far as finding it. To me, the stadium is top priority. Am I pressed for a name? If you ask me as just one fan, I'm not pressed. I go back to Sonny Jurgens and Billy Kilmer. I'd be glad if y'all just win some games, man, and right. fill the stadium and make that stadium a fair arena to go into like it was in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. That's what I want. I could care less about the name.
So do you want to change the name the same year that they enter the new stadium? Is that a bigger boom?
I really could care less. At first, I didn't like the Commander's name, but when I looked at myself, it was all about forgetting Snyder, forgetting how stupid we looked as a team. But once we had the name for years, all right, it could be a better name, but I just think if you're planning on changing the name, I get it. The stadium is top 40. That's probably where all your brain cells are at right now. But if you're planning on changing the name, even though we don't need it tomorrow morning, start the process. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Let's go to Mo in Largo. My guy, Mo. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First off, I got to go with a statement that was made earlier that if the Wizards changed their name back to the Bullets, 100% of the fan base would be behind it. That's crazy. Especially with the climate of the city right now, that would be – nobody would be behind that.
I overstepped by saying 100%, but the majority of the current Washington Wizards fan base would support a move back to Bullets over Wizards. Even with the climate being what it is in the city.
I don't agree with that, especially with the actual name, the Bullets. With so much that's going on in the city, I don't think people are getting behind that. But
it's not going to happen. It's a dream,
right?
We lost the Redskins battle. We lost the Bullets battle. It's a silly argument.
You know, we're at the crossroads of controversial names, apparently.
Okay, so as far as what really bothers me between these two topics, I would say the name. I mean, because as far as the stadium is concerned, I mean, if they're winning, I'm going to be there. Hell, I'm there even when they're not winning. But, you know, as far as the team name, it's just terrible. And then the merch is even worse. I mean, I would really prefer a rebranded effort if possible. I understand it's a hell of a process, but you know, that's what really bothers me personally, more so than the stadium, because, you know, regardless of, you know, where they are, I'm going to be there to support my team. So, you know, I mean, that's just kind of how I feel about the subject.
All right. Thank you, Mo.
Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to Will in Greenbelt. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Will, what's up, man?
Hey, Al Davis said it best. Just win, baby. I mean, you can go down the roster. There's nothing magical about the Bills, about the Browns, the Jets. There's nothing magical about those teams. You can go to Major League Baseball. You know, somebody already brought up the Kraken. What happens, those teams, the names have been around for a long time. People are used to them. But the main thing is winning. If you win, I mean, the Commanders, it's all right. It ain't that bad. I don't know why people, you know, recoil in horror. Oh, the Commanders, it's a name. You know, it's not the Kraken.
Some people think the Kraken's better.
I actually think the Kraken's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, but honestly, the Bullets doesn't do anything for me. I don't really see what's so magical about the Bullets name. You know, it's the history, but really, more than that, it's winning. And to me, the stadium is more important than the name by far. I don't really care about the name.
I don't worry about the stadium because I know that's going to get done. It may take 10 years to get it done, but that's getting done.
Cakes, I would consider that a dub. Team EB.
That's fine. If you want to claim a dub, that's fine.
I'm claiming a dub.
On the wrong side of history with accepting Washington Commanders
the name,
as a decent
you're just gonna
team
have to
name.
Deal
the
with
name
it
is awful,
years.
But anything they come up with at this point is going to be awful, in my opinion.
But it's going to be better than Commanders. Like, I just feel like it's a horrible name. It's a horrible legacy that they're continuing.
This is what I don't understand is Eric has this massive hate for Ron Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
And you let that old loser dictate your franchise.
It's just
that's whatever. You have the stink of Ron Rivera lasting with your team forever.
I actually don't think Ron picked the name.
I think Ron had major influence in the name.
I think he had influence. Maybe
for that
he
alone, you should be.
I know that's why
Dan, it was a Dan
hate,
call.
Your hate for this Ron era and this Eric Bieniemy era and the Snyder era.
I mean, it was Dan Snyder's final double-barreled middle finger to the fan base, saddling them with a terrible name.
And I might even argue you hate Ron more than you hate Dan Snyder. And
that's hate Ron.
And that's the guy. Yeah. And that's the guy who saddled you with this crappy name. This you will always remember Ron Rivera. Because of this name.
The difference is, I guess I don't think about Ron. I think your point is valid, but I don't think about Ron. When
he's
I hear the
history.
Name, I hear disappointment. But
I think Ron haunts your
dreams.
But
he's part of it.
He might, but he's not for this name. Honestly, I just think they just came up with a generic corporate BS name. Any loser could have, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that old loser that ran your team into the ground was in charge of that name.
We've been in the ground for 30 years.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And at 9:20, you'll have a chance to win a pair of HF Festival tickets and tickets to see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live. About to take calls from Commanders fans on the news over the weekend from Mark Ein on Kevin Sheehan's podcast. He said on the stadium search, looks like 7 to 9 years is the time frame, with 2030 likely being the early end of the stadium search. Also reemphasized that rebranding isn't the top priority currently. Which of those two items, as a Commanders fan, is more upsetting to you?
I guess the stadium, if I had to pick one of the two, I would drive in, but just being in Las Vegas last week or whatever, and just driving by that Allegiant Stadium every day, literally right in front of it, I was like, wow, that thing looks incredible. Like, I would like, listen, I'll go, if my skins are winning or whatever and I have tickets, I'll go wherever, I don't care. But it would be nice to go to a game that happens to be at an incredible venue.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that, of course, that would be nice, but I'm not going to a game because
it would change your experience.
And I'm sure that this ownership group, once they pick where it's going to be, that they're going to have the most state of the art stadium that they can erect.
Yeah,
like it's going to be. Like,
I would assume
amazing, but it's just a matter of you're gonna have to wait a long time for it, from the looks of it.
Yeah, and the name thing again, it's just that we've been through this so many times, and I do think. At some point, you become embarrassing when you change your name every year. And we would be, I feel like we would fall prey to it. Maybe in 5 years, I'll feel different. Maybe in 5 years, I'll be like, you know what? It is time. Let's change the name.
I think it's more embarrassing just to have probably the worst name in the NFL.
Commanders.
Personally.
I mean, guess I've
Valdez
gotten
and
used
I were kicking around. Can
extent.
You think, I mean, are, and Drab was saying, well, there's a bunch of terrible names. I was like,
in the NFL?
A bunch. There might be a few, but I think most of the team names.
What are embarrassing in the NFL?
But you're used to them. That
part is true.
I mean,
too.
I would argue the Cleveland Browns is a terrible.
That's
name.
Not a great name. Understood. Named after their old owner. Bad team name.
I don't think
Tennessee Titans. Bad team name. Don't love it.
A lot of them. I mean, a lot of the animal ones you're used to, but even the newer ones, Jaguars, Panthers, are horrible names. I mean, if they named your franchise that, you'd be like. This is garbage. What are we, in high school?
I actually have to say that I'm used to all those. That never occurred to me that they're horrible.
I know, but as my friend Van just texted me, EB, you can't say debating the name is dumb and trivial when you're very emotional about the Redskins name.
Because that's the only name
but the brand
that people want.
I know, but the branding is important to you. Just not the brand
Branding is important, but I also think it's embarrassing when you change your names every 2 years. So, like... We lost the battle.
What's one more? You've
understood,
already changed
if I'm Josh
lost
Harris,
the battle.
If I'm Josh Harris, I'm going to walk in and say, Commanders is just, it's terrible. We need to move it up the priority list to rename.
I don't see an obvious name that is just so markedly better and identifiable and at
that
this
you
point
have to change
that
it
I
now.
Have to change it. Like, I find flaws in all the names.
Sure.
If you want to call them the Red Wolves,
can you imagine
makes
how
no
confused?
Sense.
I mean, obviously Commander fans, Skins slash Commander fans would be on point with it, but how confused the rest of the country would be if the Commanders change their name next year to Red Wolves?
Like, you don't even know who you're talking about
anymore. Hold on, who are the Red Wolves?
I don't buy into that because this franchise has been so downtrodden and irrelevant that most people aren't paying attention to what the team's name is.
But they would be confused because it would be the fourth name in 5 years.
I think it's embarrassing when you change your name every 2 years.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing that we changed it at all.
I think Commanders is embarrassing.
All right, let's touch the
people. I think Commanders is embarrassing, but I've gotten used to it. And unlike most people, I like the name Wizards. If they change the name of the Wizards to, I don't know, some whatever new sexy name is out there, I would be against it.
I've tolerated Wizards. Never loved it.
I should think it's a great name now. Washington
great,
Wizards.
Great is a stretch.
Wizards.
That is really a stretch.
It's a great name. Washington Wizards.
I just can't agree with you on that. You're on a Wizards Island there.
I think it's grown on me so much. Now, I don't think Commanders will grow on me, but it's grown on me enough that at least I know who we're talking about.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Tyson's. Jim, what's up?
Hey, love your show, guys.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm in advertising, so first of all, the stadium bothers me the most. But on the name, you know, I don't know if folks really know the process for this on how this works. With all the register of the names, URLs, all this thing, there's a whole group of names that are out the door. You can't even go after them. Generally, the way this works is you'll hire two for a big business over a billion of revenue, and this is not a billion in revenue organization. You hire two agencies. You put them against each other. They go into a dark room. You've done focus groups. You've done polling. You know what people liked about the existing name, what they didn't like. They come out with different name schemes and branding, and then they sit down with the client. I'll be honest. How's Meta working for you? How was the Atlanta Thrashers working for you? Some people like the Kraken. I'm not sure what a Kraken is. The reality is it's extremely difficult to come out with a name that will really appeal to everyone. If you remember about the Wizards, the number two name was Sea Dogs.
Right.
You guys remember?
I remember the finalists are bad.
That would have been
like
atrocious.
The Sea Dogs, the Express, the Dragons, I think was a finalist. There might have been one other that we're forgetting.
Yeah.
So people do need to focus on how difficult it is to really make everybody happy. It's really impossible today.
That's right.
So you actually are Team EB.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, welcome to the right side. All right, thank you, Jim.
Okay,
appreciate
great.
It, buddy. Thank you, man. I happen to agree. Like, there's just no obvious, like, if there was something obvious, I'd say, let's do it. Let's jump in. I just don't see, I have problems with all the names.
I really hope they're 32nd in the league in merchandise sales. I hope, they have to be towards the bottom, but I'm praying that they're dead last.
They're not going to be. If Jaden's a hit, people will snatch him up.
Possibly.
If Jaden's a hit, people will snatch him
up. Let's hope that's the case.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Awesome show as always, man.
Thanks.
I'm 100% with you. You're absolutely correct on everything.
Thank you.
Permission to make a quick analogy that Mr. Cakes will certainly get. In regards to music with the bands, you don't get the best equipment first. You worry about the music and getting it tight, right? We have to do this with the Redskins. We want our respect back. Let's win. You know what I mean? Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Kind of lost me the music analogy, but okay.
Let's go to Andre in Upper Marlboro. Andre.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Andre.
When I was on home before you guys, you know, started taking that call, I'm on the standpoint of the stadium is our top priority. Now, why did it take so long? I don't know. But while on hold and hearing your first caller talk about the process, if they're planning on changing the name, now we don't need it tomorrow, but if they're going to build a stadium, then that name or a team's name needs to be painted on that stadium in and throughout. So why not just start the process with the name as far as finding it? To me, the stadium is top priority. Am I pressed for a name? If you ask me as just one fan, I'm not pressed. I go back to Sonny Jurgens and Billy Kilmer. I'd be glad if y'all just win some games, man, and
right.
Fill the stadium and make that stadium a fair arena to go into like it was in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s. That's what I want. I could care less about the name.
So do you want
to surprise?
So do you want to change
slightly,
the name the same year that they enter the new stadium? Is that a big, is that a bigger boom?
I really could care less. At first, I didn't like the commander's name, but when I looked at myself, it was all about forgetting Snyder, forgetting how stupid we looked as a team. But once we had the name for years, all right, it could be a better name, but I just think if you're planning on changing the name, I get it. The stadium is top 40. That's probably where all your brain cells are at right now. But if you're planning on changing the name, even though we don't need it tomorrow morning, start the process. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you, Andre. Appreciate it, buddy. All right. Let's go to Mo in Largo. My guy, Mo. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First off, I got to go with a statement that was made earlier that if the Wizards changed their name back to the Bullets, 100% of the fan base would be behind it. That's crazy. Especially with the climate of the city right now, that would be – nobody would be behind that.
I overstepped by saying 100%, but the majority of the current Washington Wizards fan base would support a move back to Bullets over Wizards. Even with the climate being what it is in the city.
I don't agree with that, especially with the actual name, the Bullets. With so much that's going on in the city, I don't think people are getting behind that. But
it's not going to happen. It's a dream, right?
Exactly.
Right? We lost the Redskins battle. We lost the Bullets battle. It's a silly argument.
You know, we're at the crossroads of controversial names, apparently.
Okay, so as far as what really bothers me between these two topics, I would say the name. I mean, because as far as the stadium is concerned, I mean, if they're winning, I'm going to be there. Hell, I'm there even when they're not winning. But, you know, as far as the team name, it's just terrible. And then the merch is even worse. I mean, I would really prefer a rebranded effort if possible. I understand it's a hell of a process, but – you know, that's what really bothers me personally, more so than the stadium, because, you know, regardless of, you know, where they are, I'm going to be there to support my team. So, you know, I mean, that's just kind of how I feel about the subject.
All right. Thank you, Mo.
Appreciate it, buddy. Let's go to Will in Greenville. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Will, what's up, man?
Hey, Al Davis said it best. Just win, baby. I mean, you can go down the roster. There's nothing magical about the Bills, about the Browns, the Jets. There's nothing magical about those teams. You can go to Major League Baseball. You know, somebody already brought up the Kraken. What happens, those teams, the names have been around for a long time. People are used to them. But the main thing is winning. If you win, I mean, the Commanders, it's all right. It ain't that bad. I don't know why people, you know, recoil in horror. Oh, the Commanders, it's a name. You know, it's not the Kraken. So,
Some people think the Kraken's better.
I think the Kraken's a pretty cool name.
Kraken's a great name, actually.
I actually think it's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, but honestly, the Bullets doesn't do anything for me. I don't really see what's so magical about the Bullets, man. You know, it's the history, but really, more than that, it's winning. And to me, the stadium is more important than the name by far. I don't really care about the name.
I don't worry about the stadium because I know that's going to get done. It may take 10 years to get it done, but that's getting done.
Cakes, I would consider that a dub. Team EB.
That's fine. If you want to claim a dub, it's fine.
I'm claiming a dub.
You're on the wrong side of history with accepting Washington Commanders
the name,
as a decent
you're just
gonna
team have to
name.
Deal
the
with
name
it
is awful,
years.
But anything they come up with at this point is going to be awful, in my opinion.
But it's going to be better than Commanders. Like, I just feel like it's a horrible name. It's a horrible legacy that they're continuing.
This is what I don't understand is Eric has this massive hate for Ron Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
And you let that old loser dictate your franchise.
It's just
that's whatever. You have the stink of Ron Rivera lasting with your team forever.
I actually don't think Ron picked the name.
I think Ron had major influence in the name.
I think he had influence. Maybe
just
maybe
for
he
that
did
alone,
that.
You should be.
I know that's why
Dan,
it was a Dan call.
Your hate for this Ron era and this Eric Bieniemy era and the Snyder era.
I mean, it was Dan Snyder's final double-barreled middle finger to the fan base, saddling them with a terrible name.
And I might even argue you hate Ron more than you hate Dan Snyder. And
that's hate Ron.
And that's the guy. Yeah. And that's the guy who saddled you with this crappy name. This you will always remember Ron Rivera because of this name.
The difference is, I guess I don't think about Ron. I think your point is valid, but I don't think about Ron. When I hear the name, I hear disappointment. But
I think Ron haunts your dreams.
He's part of it.
He might, but he's not for this name. Honestly, I just think they just came up with a generic corporate BS name. Any loser could have. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that old loser that ran your team into the ground was in charge of that name.
We've been in the ground for 30 years.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll do EB's entertainment page. And at 9:20, you'll have a chance to win a pair of HF Festival tickets and tickets to see Limp Bizkit at Jiffy Lube Live.